Happy October! This is Jan Bratt, and I'd like to say a few words about what's going on in my life as a children's author and illustrator. I have about a month to work on my new book, Mossy, before going out on the book tour, and I'm looking forward to a stretch of time where I can devote a lot of time to it. When I'm working on the finishes, I'll continue doing a little research on the side, but it's mostly putting in a lot of hours of painting. I created a fairly elaborate book dummy this time. If you could see it, it's loose cartoon-like drawings done with a rapidograph, a kind of mechanical ink pen, and watercolors on typing paper. It's about one half the size the final pages will be, but in the same proportions as the published book. Tomorrow, I'll bring the first 17 pages to New York City to show my editor, the art director and designer. It's always disconcerting because there are already things I plan to improve on, and I'm possessive about my work. This is probably because the best work comes from way back in my subconscious, and when a lot of people add their opinions, it's hard to hear my own voice. This is not to say that sometimes others are right. The publisher works far ahead of the publishing date, and they present a brief visual version of the book to buyers early on. That means I do a few pages in the beginning of the story, some in the middle, and several at the end. It's not the ideal way to work, but if I had completed more of the book earlier, it would be different. I love wildflowers, and since Mossy takes place in the spring, I've been sticking to the wildflowers that bloom at that time. But in one of the last pages, with pictures of Mossy, her mate Scoot, and their little babies, I realized I could time it any time that turtles are not in hibernation. I've been gathering the flowers that grow in early October, including one of my favorites, the New England purple aster and goldenrod. I was surprised to see that there are over 25 varieties of goldenrod. I may be asked to work on the jacket next, but after that, I'll be working on the pages showing people in their 1913 time period costumes, which should be fun since I'm interested in costume. Joe and I are planning two trips for future books, and it's hard to take the focus off the book I'm currently fascinated by. We are going to India in February, birding in the interior of India, in a wildlife park, where there are tigers. I have a book in mind, but it's not set in stone. In June, I'm going to Sweden and Russia. The focus will be on St. Petersburg. My editor Margaret and I share a fondness for chickens, especially the colorful varieties and their human-like personality traits. Margaret threw out what fun a chicken Cinderella would be. When we looked at planning our Russian trip, the travel people and guidebooks kept pointing us towards opulent mansions and palaces. So I'm exploring the possibility of setting a chicken Cinderella there. I've always loved the tale of the Snow Queen, and I might get a chance to illustrate a fairy tale set in winter if I set a chicken Cinderella in the Russian winter time. I'm also getting ideas for another future book, the folktale The Turnip. For that book, I will visit a farm and a dasha to start imagining settings as well as seeing authentic farm equipment, typical buildings, and Russian farm animals. I have a friend who bred Russian Orlov poultry, but I have in mind the beautiful phoenix rooster for the handsome prince in Cinderella, and one of my elegant Polish pullets to play the part of Cinderella.
Happy creating, and good luck with your own story. Your friend, Jan Bratt.